Saturday, August 14th, 2021. Going heavy, clean and jerk. Get it from the ground, get it overhead. 5 sets of 4 repetitions. I'd love to see people doing the full clean, the squat clean and jerk. Push jerk or split jerk, your choice, whatever gets more load overhead. This will get you some below parallel development as well. Maybe you can power clean it, but again, I'd love to see a full clean. Last time we did this was March 10th, 2021. If you want to go back in the Beyond the Whiteboard app, check your data, check your load, see how much time you rested, all that good stuff. If you haven't, be sure to watch How to Approach Heavy Days, the video that I have attached. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. It's on YouTube. You can listen to it via podcast. Your call. We've got a video showing the full clean and split jerk, as well as the full clean and push jerk. Super fitness robot loading. 70% or more of your 1 rep max full clean and jerk across all sets. And more likely would be 55% or more of your 1 rep max full clean and jerk across all sets. If you don't know what your 1 rep clean and jerk is, there's nothing wrong on a heavy day like today. Go ahead and establish a 1 rep, and then you can knock out the workout of the day. The two will work beautifully well together. And those sets of 4 don't need to be unbroken. If holding on to a heavy barbell like that and lowering it back onto your torso doesn't treat your skeletal system well, don't do it. We're here for your long-term health and benefit. So drop it from the top every time. Reset and pull it again. There's plenty of fitness doing it that way. Scaled option, not the full clean. We've got the power clean and jerk. And so making the workout a little more technique-friendly or less advanced, I should say. And scaling a heavy day like this is relatively easy because just knock the loading all the way down to very light or an empty barbell or a broom handle or a PVC pipe, and almost everybody on the planet could participate in a 5 sets of 4 clean and jerk. Limited equipment option. They don't have a barbell, but they've got a pair of dumbbells and a great attitude. Here's what they have. 4 rounds for quality, aka not for time. Everything we do is for quality. 4 rounds, not for time. 12 left leg, single leg, stiff-legged deadlifts. Then 12 on the right leg. Then 12 left arm, dumbbell bent over rows. Then 12 right arm, dumbbell bent over rows. And so then it finishes with 12 dumbbell shoulder press. And that's a pair of dumbbells in each hand, a dumbbell in each hand, obviously, for the shoulder press when you just had one for the rows, etc. We've got a video showing the single leg stiff legged deadlift, the one arm dumbbell rows, and the dumbbell press. Again, that is not for time. It's a heavy day. It's not for time. And if you're unfamiliar with it, even if you have a barbell every now and then, I would do the limited equipment option just for variance. This is no longer in the world of opinion. This is in the world of fact, because we've been around for so long. We've got so many thousands of people doing these workouts and posting their data. Even if you don't have an access to a barbell, doing these dumbbell heavy days will get you profoundly strong. So I encourage you to check them out. No equipment workout, 10 rounds each for time, of 5 broad jumps for distance, and 10 burpees. 1 minute rest between each round, so interval style. How much fun does that sound? Accessory work for the day, optional as always. First one is an either or, a choose your own adventure, if you will. Dumbbell front rack lunge or the banded march. The dumbbell front rack lunge, I say you're going to do 3 sets of lunging. I put in 10 to 20 meters because I don't know how heavy the objects are that you're lunging with, so you just want them each to be appropriately challenging. Maybe the distance will be shorter, maybe it will be longer. Rest a couple minutes between each. We've got a video showing that. Or your friend and mine, the banded march. Remember, it's not both, it's an either or. The banded march, there's a video showing that. The goal is 3 to 5 minutes of continuous marching. Might sound like child's play until you try it and you wonder what's happening with your backside. Break it up as needed or reduce the time while you pursue this goal. And the other part of the optional accessory work is the overhead carry. I'm going to lock out a pair of dumbbells, a pair of kettlebells, a barbell overhead. Walk 100 feet with that object locked out overhead, as heavy as you safely can. Rest a couple minutes, do it a second time. Rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Make sure you can ditch in case it gets too heavy. Fantastic movement. Head-to-toe strength builder. Awesome. Cool down stretching for the day. 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch, holding for 1 to 2 minutes, or the foam roller for the back and lats. Both of those are accompanied by a video. That punches us about halfway into August. I hope everybody had a wonderful week of training. Take your rest day tomorrow. You earned it. And I will see you back here on Monday for more fun and games.